والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم أكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم انصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Today session number 3, Journey of Victory Within versus Journey of Defeat Within. Today, I received one only email after many, many days, and the question was very important. It make my session today completely different. One sister, inshallah, she's honest and sincere, she sent me an email. She tell me I was listening to session number 1, and I came to a conclusion. How I build the awareness and awakeness to know what I'm doing, and how to know day by day if I am in a state of journey of victory or I am defeated, and what action it happen daily causing that. And right away when I read her email, I discover this young lady or this lady or this woman or whoever she is, she's sincere. This sincerity. Sincerity is to question yourself. This victory. Sincerity to question your intention. This victory. Not after you do, before you do. During doing, after you do. And also this sincerity and journey of sincerity is Iman. This victory. And we're going to talk about it today, inshallah. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in last time, we scan quick the story of Musa alayhi salam, quick, Talut alayhi salam, and like I tell you in here, I'm just trying to share with you the main element Allah mentioned it in Quran. If I want on detail, this will take like many, many months. It will take at least 40, 50 sessions. Because I will go to every detail of every story. But in the story of Musa, is only one verse containing the constitution of the sunnah of Allah of victory. What is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 5 and 6, what He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. This is the constitution. But all of us cannot handle it. I will explain to you why now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in this verse, وَنُرِيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and I want. أَنَّ مُنُّ. What is minna? Minna is a gift, I will give it to you, you do not deserve it. You need from me $5, I give you $50. I give you $1,000. This minna from me. This is just extra generosity. This minna. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in many areas in Quran, He said, don't do minna over Allah. Allah do minna over you, is He give you guidance. Meaning, the more I have guidance, I shall humble yourself. Because guidance is a gift. Quality is a gift. By the way, the more Allah give me guidance, the more Allah give me any gift of any type, okay, physically, spiritually, guidance, you name it, I should thank Allah for it. And if I thank Allah, one of the signs of thanking Allah is what? Humble yourself to other, the one who doesn't have it. Okay? This one of the signs. By this way, in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Bani Israel, the weak one. He said, and we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to give you a minnah. We want to give you a gift. What is the gift, Ya Allah? To those who are weak. Those who are weak and in a state of desperate to make them the one. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah, He takes the most weakest people and He generates from it big victory. Do you get it or no? The most weakest people. Why? Because the status of weakness, the status of poverty, meaning what? Meaning you need Allah. That's it. One of the diseases of the ummah today, we need to do. We need akhz bil asbab. Akhz bil asbab meaning we have to use reasoning. No problem, use reasoning. But what's the value of using all the reasoning if your inside is corrupted? If you inside you do not have it. Do all the reasoning. And if Allah is not with you, you're not going anywhere. By this way, my whole goal, how to achieve the first stage, the one Allah wants. The initial stage, the one without it, Allah will not be with me. And if Allah is not with me, what I'm going to do? Apply it to you as an individual or collective, we'll go through it now. By this way, when you look, every group of these people in Quran, every story in Quran has a wisdom. What is the wisdom? Allah take you to a group of people or individual? Very weak, very desperate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, I'm going to take from all this tiny few weeks and I'm going to generate all the victory for them. And I'm going to give them the earth. And I'm going to give them the upper hand. I'm going to give them the ruling. I'm going to give them everything. Why, Allah? To check you what you're going to do. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah, He put you in hardship. And in the middle of the hardship, He put you all the way down. And He opened for you. After He opened for you, He will open a trial for you. To see what you're going to do. Do you remember the story about the three? The one has a skin problem, and the bald and the blind. Do you remember the story when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels, cure them, give them, elevate them, give them all the dunya? After many years, Allah sent an angel again to check them out with the same thing. And wonder what happened. We forget. We forget where we are. We forget what we can go toward. By this way, what happened is we lost the essence of the gift. And if you lose the essence of the gift, Allah can switch your condition from elevation, go back again, or destroy you completely, or snatch His guidance. Why? Arrogant. And if you ask me today, the majority of us in a state of defeat internal. I will explain it to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, verse most likely 34 or 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. And I send you, Muhammad, آيات, science and knowledge, very clear. وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. An example of the people before you. وَإِجْزَمْبِلْ of the people before you. وَمَوَعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And a great wisdom to those who have taqwa. How many of us, every time any situation arises, I go back to Quran. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I give you example of everything. And this example will causing a wisdom for you. Meaning, each one of us is already located in Quran. If you read Quran with heart, with real guidance, you will see yourself. Do you know, is a story about the story of Talut. Who killed Jalut? Anybody know? Is Talut kill Jalut? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the soldiers of Talut was Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood alayhi salam was a boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed a boy to kill a tyrant. What is the goal? What is the message? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach the believer all over. It's not what you have. It's not what you have or what you do not have. It's what you have internal. Again, your iman, your faith, your belief, the certainty of faith, yaqeen, the real rely on Allah, all this. If you do not have that, nothing. This is why you find out when Bani Israel was leaving Egypt. Okay? Again, they was very uptight. Why? They leaving their own land, the farmland, the very, very rich land, the land they grew up in it. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people in Mecca, the new Muslim, they live their own places. They left their oases, they left the well of water, they left their horses and camel, they left the dead trees. By this way, if you ask me today, we have a problem. We want to go to journey of Iman the way we desire it, the way we like it. It will never happen. By this way, what happened is, it has to be what? It has to be free. I have to be free in this journey. No attachment. Today we do not want that. We cannot do it. If you have money, you're not willing to spend. If you marry, you cannot let it go. And if you're not married, you want to get married. And if you have kids, you are upset. And if you don't have kids, you want kids. By this way, we are a slave of dunya. And any slavery of dunya is a minus of this journey. And you will never get the quality. Never. Until you are pure to Allah. And let me give you bad news right now. You will never be pure to Allah unless when a condition happens, always will be the opposite of what you like. Opposite of what you like. If you're running after what you like, you will not get what you like, and you will be fitna of what you like, and you will not get it, and you will not get except what you do not like. Fight whatever you want, the qadr will take place, and destiny will take place, and the qadr of Allah will take place, and you cannot run the show. Can you gain any quality? No. Unless you surrender and submit to the will of the Creator. And part of the submission is what? The submission of Qadr. And believing of the Sunnah of Allah. Believing of the promise of Allah. Today we do not believe in that. We believe in our eyes. Believe in what we want. We do not believe it. By this way, we are on a journey of what? Defeat. Very bad defeat. Why? We cannot surrender. What happened to salah, fasting, zikr, and all this good deed? We're doing it as a ritual. But daily, our heart, our mind is connected to whom? To dunya. Now, I have some point with you. This journey, you need power. Who's the owner of the power? Allah. You need strength. Who's the owner of strength? Allah. You need ability. Who's the owner of ability? Allah. You see? You feel I'm weak. I have no money. Who's the owner of richness? Hu al-ghaniy al-mughni. The owner of richness, the one who enable you to be rich, Allah. By this way, when you really look to all the messenger prophet's story, you find the message is the same. And you have to go through it. If you ask me, after all this in my ear, my life, what the majority of Muslim or called Muslim today, what happening? Once Allah put you in the first stage of this journey, we make a U-turn. And we cannot take it. Why? We cannot take the destiny of Allah. And we become rebellious and we're going down. And why we feel good? We feel good because I'm getting the material I want. Instead of getting the quality Allah wants. By this way, if I run after what I want, I will lose the quality Allah wants. And if I surrender to what Allah wants, Allah give me the quality He wants. Let me give you bad news right away. You cannot do that until you have Iman. And today we are not. Honest to Allah, we do not. Our Iman, a very thin skeleton, like a fake gold ring. After 2 weeks, it show up the real metal. Or 1 week, or a couple of wash. But we want victory, but we do not want to pay for it. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah take all his dunya away from him. Everything. A trial. By this way, is no victory. Is no victory until you go to a journey and a cycle of trials. If you belong to Allah, you're passing. Can it be one? Like one sister tell me, enough is enough. I tried 2 times, 3 times. Can we talk like Allah like that? You remember the story of Talut? When he has the people with him? When he announced he's going to fight Jalut, number one, not too many people come with him. Certain amount of people. They're supposed to be a believer. And even after he take them in a journey from the heat, a lot of them go back to the village. And when they become so thirsty, Allah send them the river. And he said, don't drink. Look at the want from Allah. He gave you a situation you do not like. But today, I want the journey with a situation I like. It will never happen. I'm not running the show. I'm a slave to Allah. Do I know what's happening? Do I know what it happened? When it will happen? Where it will happen? Anything? I do not know. How I can demand what will happen? How I can demand, okay, for example, I have pain today. Can I say, Allah, excuse me, you give me pain twice, don't give me 3 pain. I cannot do that. This is scary. Look at Musa alayhi salam. When he flee from Egypt, to Sinai desert. Okay, first he has no place. He has no income. He has nothing. And we know the story about the 2 women was filling the water, which later on he married one of them. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from nothing to have a husband, a wife, to have a job. Did Allah open for him? No. Why? To learn. To have a trial after trial in the desert until he be ready. And even then, trial after trial, go to Pharaoh, do this, do that. What is the message? the cycle of trial for cleanliness, and also something else, to sift us, to see who really will hold tight for Sabilillah, and who will put his tail between his leg and go down. And finished. The majority of us, we sold out. We sold out the message for a piece of meat, for a piece of money, for a job, for a title, for a status, for an apartment, for a son, for a daughter. And always the message is the opposite. Like I tell you, this message, Allah sometime will make you reach the level of zero. Why? To have you only have one. You want money? Come to me. You want support? Come to me. You want this? Come to me. You want some elevation? Come to me. You want the heart to unite to you? Come to me. It's no brain. Today we cannot do that. Our iman is so weak, we have to go super quick, and we want to do action. To the point, our journey of iman become emotion. And bunch of talk. Or chatting and argue and this and that and email. And imagine Allah is watching. What you want? Where's the ikhlas? Where's the sincerity? Where's the belonging? Where's the intention? Where's the purification of the intention? All this talk is easy. Do you know why it's not easy? Because the nafs is high. Very high. By this way, the nafs, your nafs and your arrogance is running the show. Meaning you're not abd to Allah. You're abd to your nafs, you're abd to shaitan. If you are abd to Allah, wallahi people, wallahi, your zikr of Allah will do. Your salah will do. Any worship will do. Because what is worship? I was planning to give it to you later on. What is the element of victory? The first stage is iman. Believe in Allah. Second one, believe in the qadr of Allah. Third one, believe in the sunnah of Allah and the promise of Allah. Any minus of the three is minus in everything. What about the physical element? Seeking knowledge of Allah. Devoted yourself and worship Allah. Doing the utmost zikr and unity with Allah. Think about akhirah. Think about death. Think about what Allah promised. A whole journey of iman. This journey of iman, extremely important. This journey of iman until now is just a talk. But we want it the way we want. And it will never happen. Journey of iman is the way Allah wants. And nobody can give you a curriculum about what will happen. We do not know. We do not know. By the way, one of the arrogance is like, oh Allah, I won't come, but don't do this to me. Oh Allah, I won't come, but I will not do this. Can you choose? We are abd. What is abd? One of the first stage of abd, he has no right to choose. He's a slave, he's not a master. And one of the slavery we feel in it so bad, the slavery of the qadr. We cannot. We cannot accept qadr. And we're fighting. And we lose the quality. Why? There's no journey of iman, really. Meaning what? Again, journey of defeat. And after that, we blame outside. Show me in any place in Quran. You will never find a place when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a license to have blame nobody. Individual or collective. Now, also this journey, unless you have complete devotion, complete surrender, complete love, complete fear to Allah, any minus is a minus in the journey. Do you remember the story of the companion who went make salah and he loved his garden? What he did? He went to Rasulullah and he gave it to him completely for Sabilillah. Rasulullah asked him, why you give it to me? Why you spend it for Sabilillah? He said, every time I make salah, my salah has no devotion. Because I love my garden so much to the point it veil me between me and Allah. And I value my salah and my meeting with Allah. And I do not want anything to veil me between me and Allah. Basically, what he did, he gives a whole garden for Sabilillah. Today we cannot do even 5%. You see? Basically, we want journey to Iman, we want journey to victory within, we want victory for everything, but we are so corrupted and we're stuck over a piece of gold or a piece of meat or a piece of furniture or a piece of this or a piece of that. Defeat. Defeat. Finished. And once you defeat it, instead of you are a believer and you're shining with quality, you become full of shirk, association with Allah, and your iman so corrupted, and now you develop all kinds of diseases. Jealousy, envy, hate, this, temper, anger, upset, you know, moody, this, that, and we cannot stabilize ourselves. How you can be for Sabilillah if you cannot stabilize yourself? You have to be free. And this freedom, it has a price. The companion did it. Allah showed you, Prophet and Messenger did it. When you study the story of Musa again, alayhi salam, which is repeated over and over in Quran, Bani Israel tell him, oh Musa, we leave Egypt, we leave the place, we leave the garden, we leave everything we have, we leave our comfort. By this way, the comfort of dunya always a price. Somehow today we do the opposite. I'm going to the journey of comfort of dunya, and I think I'm going to reach akhirah. No way. No way. You're dreaming. And at this time, you will develop bad quality instead of good quality. Because you are, like one scholar when I was young, he said, you are like experience and develop very bad manner with Allah. Very bad manner with Allah. Why? We become rebellious and moody all the time. When you're rebellious and moody, you're not rebellious and moody against me. You are rebellious and moody against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey is so beautiful. It's full of harmony if you value your iman. Iman is very high. If you really love your iman, you're willing to lose anything but not your iman. You're willing to spend anything but not your iman. By this way, any attachment in your heart will causing what? Minus in your journey. Minus in your quality. By this way, the whole thing is a journey of action. Journey of sacrifice. Sacrifice the material life to gain the garden, paradise. To gain the main victory, to be elevated, to be free, to be strong, to have loyalty to Allah, to slavery to Allah only, not to anybody. This again is a talk. Very easy. Try to develop it. It's very difficult. Who's stopping you? Who's acting like a veil between you and Allah and your journey? It's you. Your nafs, your temptation, your desire, what you want, what you do not want, what you like, what you do not like. And this is the journey the majority of people feel and been defeated. Like I was sitting last week with a bunch of women and girls, and among them, some of them was pregnant. And they cannot eat properly. Why is he cannot eat properly? I do not like milk, I do not like dairy product, I do not like this. Meaning what? You're willing to have a sick child because what I like and dislike? I'm eating what I like and what I do not like, instead of I eating what is good for me and this baby? Meaning our life becomes just a bunch of desire, but no principle, no amana, no trust. Finished. You have been defeated. What is the fruit and crops of worship? One of the elements of journey of victory is your worship. But the true worship. You remember Ibrahim alayhi salam? You remember Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam? They used to worship before the message. What kind of worship? Meditation, thinking, seclusion, belonging, seeking. And they used to do it alone, in a cave, in the top of the mountain. They did it before, they did it after. Why? What is the message to mankind? Come to me. One. The oneness of Allah. The belonging to Allah. Is this not Islam all about? But what happened if I do my worship, but after I do Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dunya start again. I'm meeting Allah and after Salah I'm still moody, I'm still anger, I'm still who am I, my genetic take over. Like Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, what he said, meaning you never worship Allah. You was not making Salah to Allah, you're making Salah to your own shaitan. And shaitan can make you make the physical action of salah, but in reality, you are with shaitan. You're making sajda to shaitan. Why? Your nafs is overwhelming you. That's where you go to salah and you leave salah, and you already are occupied by one topic. And you think you did Allahu Akbar. And this is why you go to salah, and you leave salah, and your mood is increased. Your bad mood increased. But if I make salah to Allah, I promise you. By the time I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I'm relaxed. I'm calm. I'm humble. I have humility. I'm willing to go and say, forgive me. I can see the truth. I can see my own mistakes. And I'm willing to correct. Because I'm meeting with Allah, and the meeting of Allah give me light, wisdom, guidance, closeness to Allah. Because don't tell me you're meeting Allah and you're coming back so sick more than before the meeting. And this is why I tell you the truth. I'm so scared for a lot of people I met in my life. They go to Salah, they enter in a state of very bad mood. And the coming of Salah, more moody. Don't do that. There's a meeting between you and Allah. If you enter it calmly, respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I promise you, by the time you finish Salah, you have a new vision of your life. You have strength. You have ability. Don't say I'm weak. Don't ever say I'm weak. We are weak because our nafs is high. If we weaken our nafs, our iman go up. Our strength go up. Our quality go up. By this way, we sealing our relationship with Allah with a small amount of our nafs, which should destroy us in this life and thereafter. Like one person came to me and tell me how his wife, which is a very pious woman, invite her to Allah in the night of Laylatul Qadr, 45 minutes before Fajr, she has a fight with him over something insignificant. How? How we do that? how we come in the most blessing time and we acting up. Let me tell you what Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said. He said, this blessing time is a gift. Allah give it to whom He love. One of the signs of defeat for Allah not give you tawfiq to have the blessing time for yourself. For sabilillah. This is a defeat. And the victory to have the most blessing time for Allah. You understand? By this way, one of the signs of victory to Allah make you gain the most blessing time. One of the signs of defeat to Allah make you occupy. Why Allah allow shaitan to get you? Allah promised in Quran in many areas. Shaitan has no power over the slave of Allah. Shaitan has no power over mu'mineen. Shaitan have no power over mutawakkileen. These people who rely on Allah. Allah promised, He has no power over abd, over a mu'min, over muttaqi, over mutawakkil. If you are in a state of iman, shaitan cannot get you. I was talking to one sister today, and I tell her, please do yourself a favor. Ask yourself, when a situation arises in your life, how long it takes to wake up from the state of moody to the state of iman? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 day, 2 days, what is it? And from my experience in life, if you do not wake up less than 15 minutes, you're finished. You're finished. I saw it in my... You finished. 15 minutes is too much. Too much. Because a mu'min, he will not allow his iman to go above 15 minutes. 15 minutes really is a very long time. Because if you do zikr Allah, if you really value your iman, shaitan cannot take you for 15 minutes completely. It will be too much. Too much. And what I saw in my experience in my life, if he take me 15 minutes, I promise you it's half an hour. And if he take me half an hour, I promise you it might be many hour. And if it's many hour, I might be stuck for many days. And I cannot get out. This journey of what? Defeat. Big defeat. And shaitan laughing at you. Just because I'm arrogant and stubborn and I do not want to let it go. And after that, shaitan will make you so defeated to the point you cannot switch. You cannot do good deed. You cannot humble yourself. Like, look at the people with money. They cannot spend. They cannot. What kind of defeat is that? They cannot. And day after day, night after night, and you're done. What about if Allah sent us good deed? If Allah sent us good deed and we're not ready, what will happen? We cannot accept it. We cannot accept it. By this way, if the heart is not ready, if the heart is not pure, if the heart has some diseases, is a defeat. And even if Allah send you a customer or send you a good deed, you cannot do it. And now, how are you going to behave? According to what Allah want or according to your nafs want? 99% nafs want. Defeat. And you can go study the companion life and see what they did. Why? They were free. But as we go back to the basic. If we do not go to a journey of freedom from the attachment, from the love of material status until we reach the real pure level of ubudiyyah, we're not going anywhere. We are on a journey of what? Defeat internal. And again, if you are defeated internal, don't even think about external. You're finished. This is why I was talking to some sister before. Many people invite me to go to this forum, to go to this chat room, to go to this Islamic chat room. I find out, may Allah forgive me, like a small room full of dogs and animals barking over each other. No rules, no principle. Everybody eating everybody. And when I keep listening, I said, what is the goal? Where is the adab? Where is the manner? Is not exist. And everybody just wants to show up his own big macho image, and that's it. Is what? Satisfaction of the nafs. And when you look to all journey of victory, it has nothing to do with the nafs. Messenger and prophet by themselves, they go one journey of the time of beating. Allah do not beat them up to destroy them. Allah beat them up to give them tarbiyah. The beating of material to purify the nafs, to make it ready, to have the right charisma, the right understanding, the right belonging, the right manner, the right conduct. And I ask myself, if I go to one of these chat rooms, what I can do? Either I have to raise my voice, or I have to argue with you. And I lose myself. And I will feel I accomplish anything. And I will never accomplish anything. Because even whatever I said, everybody will argue about. Where is my ikhlas? My ikhlas tell me, no. I prefer one person listen to me with manner better than 100 of people listen to me with bad manner. Do you understand? Another thing is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for us any journey of goodness, something happened to us. Do you know what happened? We become acting arrogant over the weak people. And we forget who we are and where we are. We forget how much Allah was mercy with us, was patient and compassion with us. And this all what I'm talking about, it's called basira. It's called hidayah. It's called nur. But again, all this quality belongs to Allah. Why Allah will give us? Allah give us this quality only in one condition. If I belong to Him, go back to the basic again. If you ask me today, the more I study this topic, we do not have the basic. We do not have it. Our nafs is overwhelming us. To the point, where's death? Where's meeting Allah? Where's the covenant between us and Allah? This is really scary. By this way, we have a journey of rahmah, light and wisdom, belonging, strength, ability, versus a journey of what? Weakness, stingy, disease of the heart, belonging to our nafs, so arrogant, to the point I'm destroying myself, I'm destroying the environment. By the way, believe it or not, as a mankind, one person with good quality, he can spread a lot of goodness. And one person with bad quality can spread a lot of bad message. Something else we forget. Very simple. When you belong to Allah, Allah do something for you called taskhir. What is taskhir? Allah said it about Sulaiman alayhi salam. What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes Sulaiman alayhi salam is the controller of the wind, the rain, the animal, the jinn, shayateen. Everything in the kingdom of Allah become musakhar. What is meaning musakhar? Slave to you. You slave to Allah, Allah slave the whole earth for you. By this way, the condition around us, it will change toward us or against us according to what? Our iman and slavery again. If you see the condition going against you, what it means now? Go back to the roots. Don't blame nobody. You said, but this Sulaiman alayhi salam, do you remember the companion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam send them for a trip? And during the trip they get lost. And they almost was dying from hunger. And one of them go and he find the shore. They go walk in the shore. And in a state of life and death. But because the obedience of Allah wa Rasuluh and their iman, Allah sent them a huge fish called Amba. It came to the shore. They eat from it. They take oil. They take skin. They build weapons. They did many things. And even they draw a lot of meat. And they give it to the Prophet ﷺ later on. To the point, one of the report, seven of them were sitting in the eyeball of the fish. Seven of them were sitting in the eyeball of the fish. How big the fish? Who sent the fish? If this fish came alive, how he can do it? You see? What about the companion who was trapped in the jungle, wounded, and Allah sent a group of lions to protect them until morning time? And warm them up. A lion protect a wounded person and warm them up. All this story, what the benefit of it? If I do not reflect in the right time. This iman, this is a promise of Allah. The promise of Allah, he said, you give me victory, I give you victory. You belong to me, I belong to you. You slave to me, I slave the whole earth for you. What else you want? But again, all this talk, it needs a cleansing of the nafs. Cleaning the diseases. Journey of iman. Remember the message. Understand it and comprehend it. Worship Allah with the right understanding, with the right devotion and sincerity. Check the attachment and be ready to do like the companion. Whatever attachment of dunya, get rid of it. Or at least said, Allah, purify me. And be for Allah when a situation arises. This talk is easy. It's easy if you are a believer. Is easy if your journey of iman above anything. Is easy if the victory between you and Allah and your name and title between you and Allah is high. Is victory and very easy if you think you're going to die and meet Allah. And if you forget, like the Pharaohs, you will worship dunya. And you will become so weak. And you become a slave to a piece of material. By this way, we have many stories of the companion, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the earth shorten for them, makes the time belong to them, makes the animal work for them, makes the cloud bring rain for them, makes the sea bring fish for them. We cannot even talk about that today. We cannot even comprehend it. We're so weak in iman, we cannot take it. And we argue. Ayyub alayhi salam did not reach his level except after 18 years of surrender to the qadr of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, how long he been in the Sinai desert? Between 18 to 22 years, according to different reports, before he get the message and go back to Pharaoh. Yusuf alayhi salam, how long he was away from his father? Approximately close to 30 years or more and less, according to different reports. Yunus alayhi salam, boom, in the belly of the whale. By this way, you find out every story. Messenger or prophet or a good people has to reach level almost of zero. Zero of support, zero of politics, zero of money, zero of everything. Why? Only for one thing. For Allah to check your iman, your faith, your belief, your trust, your relying in Him. Imagine, for those who know me, how many years we talk about it. Is that the same topic? What is new? The only new is, I'm trying to explain it to you from different angle, which is victory versus defeat. Imagine, like one sister today tell me, oh, my time and time and time and time. Defeat. If I'm losing my time, it's a defeat. Imam Abu Hamid al-Razali, rahmatullah, what he said? He said, what is the ultimate precious things you have in this life? It's time. When the angel come of death, what he said to you? No time. Boom. Out. Can you tell him, excuse me, I have to go? By this way, the ultimate precious things you have in here is a chance. A chance of time. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. But this again for the believer. The one who believes you're going to meet Allah. And being accountable, and this earth will be witness to them or against them. You see how the journey is simple? Very simple. Live it. Live it. Live it. Try to check yourself all the time. And when you listen to the advice, ask yourself, why I'm upset? What makes me upset? And if I cannot take it, why? And if I take it, why? And as a mu'min, please take it from me. You cannot say, no, I'm not ready. No. We said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Oh Allah, forgive us our weakness. Give us the quality, give us the ability. And we have to aim high. We have to aim the truth. And if we aim high and the truth, and we really surrender to Allah, what Allah will do? He change condition. But let me give you a quick surprise. The condition Allah will change is not outside, is inside. What the first condition? To have tranquility with Allah. To have trust in the promise of Allah. To believe you are with Allah, Allah with you. And under any circumstance, all this circumstance for checking. Allah check you out. Are you going to still with me or are you going to leave? That's it. And if you ask me, what scares me? The majority of people leaving the journey of Allah. The majority. The majority of all Muslims are leaving the journey for Allah. Just for a piece of meat. Or a piece of money. Or a piece of something. Or a desire. Or a house. Or a whatever. Or a child. Or a gold. Now, when you look at the Quran, Quran is amazing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained to us, Al-Quwwah lillahi jami'an. Quwwah, the power, is in the hand of Allah only. Dignity belongs to Allah only. Provision belongs to Allah only. Where are we from all this? If provision from Him, dignity from Him, power from Him, guidance from Him, light from Him, wisdom from Him, ability from Him, tamkeen from Him, victory from Him, everything from Him, ability over Satan from Him, tranquility from Him, happiness from Him, security from Him, insurance from Him. Tell me, what else left? By this way, the real journey of Iman, the real journey of victory, when you check yourself and clean it up and be ready. Like, yesterday or the day before, I was listening to this man. He's a big doctor and he was some kind of a colonel in the Air Force or something. And he's an atheist. Atheist. And he said he has a daughter born 2 years old. And she has a severe, some kind of a problem, which it has to be operated every whatever amount of month. And he said she will never be cured. Never be cured. He said, as a doctor, I know. And he said, the doctor, tell me out. and she's in the ventilation or the support system, 2 years old, between life and death. Is a problem in the heart and the way the heart works. But in a very critical condition. He said, as an atheist, he said, I make the dua of an atheist. What is the dua of an atheist? He said, I go and I said, whoever who you are, if you exist, help my daughter. And if you exist and you help my daughter, I will find you. And I will accept your guidance. He said, I pray like that. And I humble myself to the Creator. And I said, whoever you, if you exist, help me out. He said, 10-15 minutes, I go back to the emergency room or the support machine, and all the doctor I can see, their face is different. And they give a new explanation, and they said, the condition is gone. He said, the doctor give explanation, but I know deep inside what the problem. The Creator answer my prayer. Now I have to seek the guidance. And I went for a journey, look for who is the Creator, until I find him. By this way, even the atheist, Allah put him in a corner. Allah put him in a condition, has no any. He said, I know, as a doctor, is no way any cure. Is no way. Even if she has been to have operation, it will be operation after operation, and she'll end, she will die. And she will never live normal. By this way, if you look, all the story of Quran and life, Allah put you in a corner to challenge your faith, to see, are you going to seek support from Him? Or are you going to surrender to Him? Or are you going to look otherwise? That's it. Apply it in every moment in your life. And no happiness, no insurance, no tranquility, unless you surrender. You heard it from me, is I call it the journey of Taslim, the complete surrender and submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. And this gives you relax. I call it the ice cream over your chest. The one that makes you calm. It makes you happy. Nothing worry you. Now you are having no worry. You are with Allah. And now you have power. Now you have victory. The victory within. The power within. The tranquility within. The light within. And this will never happen unless you have a real journey of faith. And journey of faith will never happen unless you clean up and filterize the ground of your heart from all the weeds and all the dirt and all the attachment. Can you do it without it? No way. The weeds and the worm and the beetle will finish you. Will finish you. And will finish any growing or any something nice inside the ground. It will finish it. Can we go and said, Allah, excuse me, I'm not going to come to you. I want journey of faith, but don't do this to me. And don't give me this. Or I like this. Or this today, I do not like it. Can we do that? No. And one of the wisdom of Allah, He do not allow us to see the unseen. And this is why the verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to Rasulullah to say it. What He said? He said, if I know the unseen, I will accept the present. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتُ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ. Because when you belong to Allah, you know everything has a wisdom. Everything has a wisdom. But because the temptation and our weakness, we do not see the wisdom of Allah. Sometimes it takes a long time. Or sometimes because we're stuck, we do not know, is sometimes the wisdom maybe to give me extra humble and humility. Maybe Allah prepare me for akhirah. Maybe Allah do not want to give me a piece of dunya because He know I'm the kind of person. If I get a piece of dunya, I'll be finished. One of the sickness we have today is we want to go and get the lifestyle we want. No. The lifestyle is good for you, the one Allah ordained it for you. Don't seek otherwise. You seek otherwise is tughyan. And this is why a lot of people go to Saudi Arabia, go to Dubai, go to Abu Dhabi, go to here, go to there, and study, and have a degree, and make money. And before you know it, they slide and they go to dunya, and they're not coming back. I'm not against business. I'm not against study. But if you're doing it with the intention to have a big of this income, big number for sabilillah, and you have a goal, you have a business of dunya, and you have a business of akhirah, no problem. And you hold tight to it. You cannot be like a yo-yo. Every day something different. This another thing drive me crazy. How you can be a mu'min and you like a yo-yo? How? How you cannot be stable? What is stabilize a mu'min? Iman. What is stabilize a mu'min? His journey to Allah. What is he stabilize a mu'min? What he want from Allah. And his achievement. The achievement has no end until you go to the grave. Because we do not know which word will be accepted, which word will be rejected. Is this understood? Believe it or not, what I share with you today, it was not written in my agenda. I was not prepared. But I find out, if I keep going to all this, and I do not prepare you for that, is no end. Is no end. For example, when you go to all the scholar and all the learned people and everything and study, what is the steps of elevation? What is the steps of victory? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Big deal. Go do it. It's almost like going to a very beautiful flower shop, buying a beautiful seed of flower, put it in a corrupted soil, and expected the flower to grow and be nice. It will never be. The seed has to be good. The water has to be good. The soil has to be good. The farmer has to be consistent. You cannot water the flower too much and otherwise it drowns. And you cannot leave it for too long, it will dry and die. You have to be consistent of caring about the flower you want. Today, one of the diseases we have, we do not value the journey of Iman. We do not value the journey of elevation. We do not value the journey to Jannah, the journey to victory, the journey of tranquility. We do not value the journey after death. This is what is the ultimate journey of victory? To leave this earth belong to Allah. To leave this earth, Allah love you. To leave this earth, Allah elevate you. Even if you are the poor of the poor in one room. This is not a big deal. This is not a big deal. Allah wants your heart. That's it. Is your heart what count? Is your belief what count? Is not the status of your body and where you are. No. And we talked about it last time, is the example of Asiya alayhi salam. Are you with me or no? Now you have to make a decision. Do you want journey of defeat or journey of victory? Can I want journey of defeat, journey of victory? Can I go like that? Excuse me, are we normal people? Like one brother I was talking to him, he has people from Holland visiting him. And he's a taxi driver, a very simple person. I was talking to him and his wife. I tell him, what you learn? He said, they have the quality of Muslim minus Islam minus Salah. That's it. If they dress up and they make Salah, they have a complete Islam. Is it not a shame of us? To the point we become, we look so nice from outside, but we're so corrupted inside. We do not have the quality. And this is why when we come closer to people, we cannot spread quality. Because quality, you cannot fake it. Quality, you cannot fake it. And quality coming from your heart, from your goal. And this is what the companion did. He was ready to do anything to elevate the name of Allah. Is he ready to spend anything to elevate the name of Allah? Is he ready to sacrifice anything for the name of Allah? Today, we are ready to sacrifice the name of Allah, the deen, the victory, everything, even our dignity, for what? For a piece of material. Just a piece of material. And this material can be, again, a husband, a wife, a job, a title, this, that. We are ready to drop everything. It's almost like we're saying, Allah, Allah, the journey to you is not important. This journey, honest to Allah. The way I see it, whoever survive and live with it, die with it, Allahu Akbar. How many people go to Hajj every year? How many people go to Umrah? How many people make Taraweeh? But what's the result? Who will be accepted? And if we'll be accepted, how we look like? What is the sign of acceptance? One of the main signs of acceptance to come, divorce dunya and focus to akhirah. That's it. And this reflects in my manner and my behavior and everything. May Allah be with us and give us the understanding. And by the way, this way, when you look at many stories in Quran, Allah do not give us the name of a person, the time, the date, the location. He didn't give us the detail. It's almost like tell us the detail is not a big deal. Look to the message. Today we're digging for detail, even the detail is not authentic knowledge, but we keep digging. And we forget the main essence. Actually, they said, imagine if Allah elevate a boy or a man. What is the message? If Allah even does not call your name, what it meaning? It has a meaning. Meaning this person is so high and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give you a message. It has a very significant message. He's just a boy. And look at this boy, who he is. I love him so much. I elevate him so much. Meaning it's a challenge to us. It's a big challenge. Imagine now, you're adult, you're in the 30 and 40, and I get you a boy and tell you, look, this boy, I love him so much, more than any one of you. What's the message? Is the message is I tell you what you're doing. Look at this boy, what he did. This boy pleased me so much. What are you doing? Is it challenging? Is a wake-up call? Now imagine, oh, what's his name? How old he is? Where are he coming from? This is not a big deal. Listen to me. I'm telling you. I love him for such and such. I elevate him for such and such. You should be worried about what is such and such. That's it. By this way, today, what veil us from the journey of victory? I call it veil. I call it wall. Is us. Us, we veil ourselves between us and Allah. we veil ourselves between us and the journey of Allah by our whatever attachment in our heart. And this is why the more you have journey of Iman, the more you are free. And this freedom within generates the quality. And this quality within generates the victory between you and Allah. You see the sequence? And this victory, again, it has many metaphors. Can be internal or external. It can be in this life or in the hereafter. It can be in this life, in the grave. Allah knows. But the main thing, to gain victory within. The rest, in the hand of Allah. And if you ask me today, one of the main victory we should have, how to develop the manner of a real Muslim. To unveil, listen to me carefully now, to unveil the ugly picture of Islam and reveal the real beautiful picture or the true picture of Islam. By the way, if you ask me today, I believe without no doubt, every Muslim on earth, he has obligation above his shoulder to develop the right iman and character and manner with the intention to live as a Muslim, behave as a Muslim, to elevate Islam in every aspect by good manner, good conduct, good behavior. To switch the ugly image all over and show and shine the name and the truth of Islam. And this will never happen by talk. Not by talk, not by internet, by paper. It will only be honored by Allah to those who have it internal. And if you have it internal, it will reflect in you external. You understand me? And this, you have to honor it and make it a complete constitution inside and a goal. By this way, you die and you meet Allah and said, Allah, I try to elevate your name and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I try to show the people the rahmah of Allah. I try to show people the real picture, the real image of Islam. It's a duty. I consider it a duty, a responsibility. By this way, all what we're talking about it, because I believe mankind is so hungry. Mankind is so hungry, not for food. Not for food. Yes, there's a lot of million and billion of people hungry, but a lot of million of people has multi-billionaire. If you spend some over the poor people, everything is fine. But we cannot do it. Why? We do not have the quality. By the way, mankind is hungry, is desperate, is needy. We talked about it last week. Especially when you have economy problem, people cannot handle it. When you have a situation problem, people cannot handle it. By the way, what's he looking for? Is he looking for manner, for quality, for somebody to lead them? By the way, today, everyone should really develop the journey of victory within, to able to develop the quality, the one can attract you and attract the other heart of other to you to elevate the name of Allah in earth. You do that, Allah will elevate your name. Can you do it with a lot of attachment and diseases? No, Allah will not allow it. Allah will not barakah in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory within. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate His name in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us sincerely, purely to Him, to elevate His name in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as slave to Him, by Him, toward Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from every attachment and make us pure to Him by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the wisdom and light and basira and vision and guidance to to able to live as a slave to him, and be the cause of spreading light and wisdom and mercy to mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us with His name and elevate us with Iman and Islam and elevate Islam with us inshaAllah and make us the cause of the elevation of Islam and Iman in this life and hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us living as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين